Hi, I'm Roy Shepherd, the author of Dear Son, What I Wish I'd Known at Your Age. This is an audio sample from that book. First, let me share this from chapter 6, which is about what inexperienced men tend to get wrong when it comes to understanding women, which you probably never will, by the way. During a book signing at the O2 in London, a 20-something woman asked me to sign the paperback version of this audiobook. I thought she'd bought the wrong one. She was holding the one for guys. She said, "I know. It's a present for my boyfriend. He really needs to read what you've said on a certain page." What you're about to hear in the next few seconds is what she was referring to. Here are a few common words you will hear a woman say and what they really mean. Do not take these words at face value. Fine. If a woman says things are fine, things are very definitely not fine. She disagrees with you and is ending the conversation. You will pay later. Nothing, as in nothing's the matter. There is something the matter. Go ahead. This is not permission. She's daring you. Don't go there. You will also pay later. Whatever. You are history if she says this regularly. You just don't know it yet. Now here's an extract from the introduction. Every man has deep within him a powerful force we can call man energy. Unfortunately, tens of millions of teenagers and young men, especially in the Western world, are no longer taught how to use it properly. It's a bit like being equipped with a powerful V8 engine, but only knowing how to put your foot on the accelerator pedal. You may make a lot of noise revving your engine, but it won't actually get you anywhere. While enjoying the thrills of making all that noise, it's so tempting not to listen to anything parents have to say. If only you were able to hear them above that noise, you'd know that all they're trying to do is explain how to put your engine into gear. Your man energy is what will fuel your future life. This audiobook of wisdom from about 100 men with different life experiences is designed to help you gain a better understanding of the inner power you have right now and how it will continue to grow in the next few years, and provide you with practical guidance on how to put yourself into gear so that you can go to some great places with your life. Your man energy comprises a combination of physical strength, your drive and determination, humour, ambition, passion, and a range of other intense and at times frighteningly intense emotions. The active ingredient that gives your man energy its potency is testosterone. It's at the heart of what makes you a man. It would be easy to argue that testosterone is the single most dangerous natural chemical on this planet, responsible for so many pointless wars, millions of murders, and shocking violence against other men, women, and even children. If testosterone was in court on a charge of being an accessory to obscene levels of criminal violent behaviour, it would get locked up. However, in testosterone's defence, it has also provided every man who has ever lived with the fuel to achieve true greatness in their lives. Your man energy has the potential to do exactly the same for you, but only when you fully understand it and apply it in helpful ways to you and all those you eventually live, love, and work with. Learning how to tame this beast inside you will make a massive difference to you in years to come. Talk to any intelligent man, and he'll admit, eventually, that his early life as a man was about pretending to be what he thought a man should do, think, and look like. As for what he felt at that time, he had absolutely no idea about his emotions. All he possibly knew was that he felt bad much of the time. Awkward, uncertain, confused, frustrated, horny, angry, resentful, and misunderstood. And on top of that, no one ever took him seriously. So he didn't take anybody else seriously. He was sick and tired of being told what to do by parents, teachers, or anyone else who came into close proximity. And how do young men cope with it? We all put on a front. We need to look as if we know what's going on, but we don't. It takes men far more years than you can imagine to get their head around what it is to be a real man. I was probably in my early 40s before that happened. The majority of older men I know have told me very similar stories. A critical part of being a teenager is wanting to cut your mother's apron strings in order to be more independent. This coincides with a very real identity crisis for many mothers. They're now faced with two things. No matter what, they can't be a man, and many become increasingly aware that teenage boys need male influences, especially single mothers who've devoted the past few years juggling their lives and making huge sacrifices to be a good mother. And secondly, they start to question who they will be once their child or children leave the nest. In many cases, their identity is so wrapped up in their role as a mother, they may fear that they'll be completely redundant. They may fear the bond they have carefully nurtured with their son over so many years is about to be broken. It is about to change, but it doesn't necessarily have to get broken as the son transitions into becoming a man. So some mothers, whether single or not, unknowingly or deliberately try to maintain their son's dependency on them by attempting to prolong their close involvement, for all the best reasons. But the more the mother tries to get closer to her son, the more he'll feel compelled to pull away. And if the dad suggests the son be allowed to spread his wings a bit, the mother may then believe her feelings are being ignored or undermined. It can hurt everyone. It might be helpful to think of parents as hands. Some children grow up with both of these hands wrapped around them, sharing the role of supporting, nurturing, protecting, guiding, and occasionally punishing, and repeatedly dipping into their pockets to pay for everything. Sometimes the son only has one of those hands to provide for all his needs, and in other cases, he grows up with any hands available to him at all. Whoever may have bought this audiobook for you cares deeply about your well-being and future happiness. They know that you're entering the next stage of your life as you transition from being a child into a young man. They know that you need to assert your independence and are prepared to step back to give you the space to do so. Your needs are being taken seriously, whether you're aware of it or not. However, you'll encounter situations and experiences that are new to you. Stubbornly insisting that you need to do everything on your own is not always a sensible idea. Part of being a mature person is knowing when to ask for help. In this way, I hope this audiobook will provide you with invaluable practical help, but also act like a bridge between parent and son. Ask anyone who knows how bridges are built, and they'll tell you that they're always built from both sides simultaneously. Refusing to collaborate with parents on the opposite shore will simply make it unnecessarily difficult for you to build that bridge on solid foundations. Once that bridge has been established, with that V8 engine of yours fully powered up and put into gear, you'll be able to drive far more confidently and skillfully into adulthood. So dip in and out of this audiobook. Some topics will be more relevant to you than others, but that can change quickly. What you believe about something today could be very different to what you thought about the same thing only 6 months ago. Revisit topics, discuss them with your friends, including girls and adults, to arrive at your own opinions. Ask your parents about their lives before you were born, what they learned about life, their fondest memories, and the lessons that they've learned. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this sample audio.